in oral instructions of Mahamudra, Venerable Geshe-la asks such a wonderful question. Upon what method should we rely to permanently cease samsaric rebirth? So in our meditation, we've been developing fear of samsaric rebirth in general and lower rebirth in particular. The question still applies. Upon what method should we rely to permanently cease samsaric rebirth, to permanently cease lower rebirth? And their cause, self-grasping ignorance, which we're going to learn about. We can accomplish this aim, so fulfill the wish of our renunciation, only through receiving blessings, receiving help from Sangha, and practicing the Dharma of the three higher trainings, moral discipline, concentration or meditation, and wisdom. Thus, the only refuge that permanently liberates us from the endless sufferings of samsara is the three precious jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. They are our wish-fulfilling jewels. So if we understand what we've been learning, this mind of faith comes because we understand we want permanent liberation. Only Buddha teaches the methods to abandon samsaric rebirth through abandoning its cause, self-grasping ignorance. Only Buddha teaches this. We can accomplish this aim only through receiving Buddha's blessings, receiving help from Sangha, and practicing Dharma. Thus, the only refuge, so it's saying only. This is important. This is why we're Buddhists, because we understand this. These are our valid reasons for why we go for refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. We don't go for refuge because our teacher tells us to. We don't go for refuge because with blind faith. We go for refuge based on logical reasons. Based on logical reasoning. The only refuge that permanently liberates us from the endless sufferings of samsara is the three precious jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So they are, I think it's wonderful, in Mirror of Dharma, Geshe-la calls these three precious jewels real wish-fulfilling jewels. They are precious, wish-fulfilling jewels, because these three jewels, precious jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, can fulfill the wishes of ourself and all living beings. This refuge cannot be found elsewhere. How fortunate we are. We find what we've always been looking for. Real refuge in the three precious wish-fulfilling jewels. This refuge cannot be found elsewhere. Having understood and contemplated this, we should develop within our heart irreversible faith and trust in the three jewels.